to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's become a regular thing every year. People look forward to it. The GI Film Festival is coming, and on the line right now to talk about it and give us some more information is Gary Sinise, a noted actor and a person who's been associated with this since its very inception, I guess it is, Gary.
Yes, I was at the first festival and have attended almost every year, maybe missed a couple of years over the 10-year period, but this year I thought, Brandon and Laura Millett have done such a fantastic job building the festival over the years. It started off very small, and now it's the go-to film festival for military-themed films in the country. And I thought, here's your 10th anniversary. Why not have my band come this year and kind of launch the festival? So on Saturday night, May 21st, we're going to have a big concert at the Howard Theater to kick off the 10th anniversary year of the GI Film Festival. And tickets are available still. There's still a few tickets that you can get at GIFilmFestival.com. But we want to do everything we can to highlight the great success that this festival has had and the many filmmakers who have benefited from being a part of the festival over the years.
Talk to me about the Lieutenant Dan Band, which is, you've been doing that for a long time now. How did it get started, and what kind of stuff will people hear when they come?
I just had some musician pals that I played with for fun in the Chicago area, and after September 11th, I volunteered for the USO, and I started going out to support the men and women who were deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'd go out and shake hands and take pictures and sign autographs and just visit with them and that kind of thing. And, you know, I kept telling the USO, hey, I got these musician pals. Why don't you let me take them on a tour and let us entertain? The handshaking is great, but, you know, I'd like to do something in the spirit of Bob Hope and the entertainment of years past, you know, put on a show and play some music. So eventually, after about six or seven handshake tours, they let me take the band, these musician pals. And it wasn't really a band at that point. It was just some pals that would get together every once in a while. But I thought, you know, I'd like to entertain the troops. I'd like to give them a show. So put the musicians together, started going on tours, and we've done hundreds of shows now for the military, probably over 150 USO shows alone, and then another 200 something for military charities. And 5 years ago, I launched the Gary Sinise Foundation and folded the band into the foundation as a non-profit program of my band. So,
right.
You know, I've never made any money off the band. The band has been there to help me raise awareness and raise spirits and raise funding, support the men and women who serve our country. And one of the things that we're going to do this year is kick off the GI Film Festival with a big rock concert. It's, you know, we play cover tunes, so there's a little something for everybody in our show.
Now, you also are involved in the Memorial Day concert. You have been in years past and again this year?
Yes, I'll be the co-host. This is my 11th year as co-host, and then 12th year as part of the National Memorial Day concert. I'm co-hosting with Joe Mantegna again, one of my dear friends, and he was the one who got me involved in it years ago. He started doing it in 2002, and in 2005, I got a call from Joe, and they wanted me to come with my band and be a part of a segment that they were doing paying tribute to the USO, and I was out doing USO shows, and so they asked me to come and play. And I did, and the following year, 2006, they asked me to come back as co-host, and I'll be there again this year. We have a great lineup of folks coming. Trace Adkins is going to be there again. He's done it before. Catherine McPhee is coming back. She's done it. Isai Morales was there last year. He'll be doing a segment. We have General Colin Powell, of course. He's there every year. He wouldn't miss it. The National Symphony Orchestra. The Beach Boys are coming.
Oh, there you go.
Renee Fleming. Yeah. We have the American Idol winner this year will be there. Just a great lineup, as always, for this year's National Memorial Day concert, which is broadcast 8 o'clock May 29th on PBS.
Well, listen, it's one of the premier events in town, and your association with it over the years has been noted here in Washington, as is your commitment to the GI Film Festival. Gary Sinise, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thanks for having me.